Welcome to the Make Sense of Greenwich podcast, where I narrate some of the best articles relating to Greenwich residential and commercial real estate. I'm your host, Mike Pirelli, associate real estate broker at New England Land Company, based in Greenwich, Connecticut. Before we get into today's article, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Today's article comes from Mike Warner of the Greenwich Time, titled, What Greenwich Really Needs? Confronted with the town capital spending requests, budget hawks in the Board of Estimate and Taxation and Representative Town Meeting are fond of asking one question. Is this improvement really a need for the town? Or is this an improvement that's just a nice-to-have item? Because our town can't afford to spend on nice-to-haves. This is entirely the wrong question, however. Just ask yourself, does Greenwich really need an Island Beach Ferry? Of course not. Or a Byron Pool? Or a Todd's Point? Clearly, these are not needs. They are simply delightful amenities beneficial to our citizens. More importantly, they are the things that fundamentally define our town as unique and make it distinctive in the larger world. Who else has an Island Beach Ferry? And with a jazz band? This is just one of the things that makes Greenwich, well, Greenwich. So aren't we all just lucky? We have it all, a picturesque shoreline town composed of five villages overlooking a sparkling inland sea, and if that weren't enough, we also possess leafy backcountry enclaves with four-acre zoning surrounded by fieldstone walls, all within easy reach of a vibrant world capital city. But with 60,000 residents, we're not just a small seaside town, we're a small city. Yes, we have areas of affluence, but we also have a sizable working middle class, many of whom work in that world capital city. In addition, we have an immigrant population and retirees and low-income housing neighborhoods, and it's these citizens who have real needs. If we can meet their needs with an up-to-date educational system, with modern schools, good transportation, and growth opportunities, then we all benefit, and we all also define ourselves not only for unique recreational facilities, but for the character of our people. So, as we approach this year's budget deliberations and address how much we should spend on our capital projects, we need to start asking ourselves the right questions. The question should not be what we need to have just to get by. The question should be what should we have to provide our community first-rate facilities and services that match that small city situated on a lovely piece of real estate beside a shimmering inland sea. As always, thank you for listening to the Make Sense of Greenwich podcast. I'm your host, Mike Pirelli, associate broker at New England Land Company. And if you want to hear what I have going on this weekend, stick around. So this Sunday, July 28th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., I'll be hosting a public open house at 14 Indian Pass, Greenwich, Connecticut. We are now priced at $925,000. This is a great flip project. It's a great live-in, renovate, and expand project. There's just a ton of options. We did some renderings that we upload to Zillow, so definitely check those out if you are curious. At the very least, swing by, say hello, and we could chat a little bit about Greenwich real estate. So I'll see you guys this weekend, hopefully, and I will be back for your next Greenwich real estate update.